Is this your house or is this your house? If you need less of this and more of this, then you need to see the Peaceful Mind Specialist at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Enhance your calm with a little help of your very own Bullfrog Spa. Bullfrog Spas are manufactured right here in Utah and offer a revolutionary hot tub experience that's inexpensive to run and easy to care for. Plus, you can customize your hot tub with Bullfrog Spa's exclusive interchangeable jetpack system. It gets even better because the Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, they have a private testing room. You can get the swimsuits on to try out a Bullfrog Spa and choose your own therapeutic massage. So it's your choice. A peaceful mind, peaceful body, and peaceful home at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. 1333 East Red Hills Parkway. Oh, yeah.
This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things, Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep the show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
All right. Okay.
Are you there? Hey! You know what?
What?
The show started without us. We're live right now.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you don't set your clock, Kate. My gosh.
The clock's off.
My first day back, you're going to try to blame it on me.
You know what? Okay, I have four different clocks in here, okay? I'm not kidding. And I'm looking at that clock, and I'm looking at this clock. Now, wait a minute.
It is actually 2:07.
Yeah, we're
208. On. 208. Just turned to 208.
If you can hear us right now, call us right now. Well, that's a first. The show started without me? What? Welcome to the show. I had a good liner coming in. Maybe I should play it. This is kind of good. Let me play this, okay? Why not? Here we go.
Well, I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. So I knew what would happen if I would not cooperate with intelligence services.
That was Dr. Yuri Olkov. The CIA killed him after he spoke up and said that. So that's lovely. He was a journalist and said he was taught to lie. Taught to lie, groomed by the CIA.
Wow.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I heard you coming on. I thought it was kind of interesting.
You know what? How
that's
weird is that?
Not quite how I've experienced your show before. So
I so apologize. That was insane.
Don't apologize. I thought it was pretty humorous, actually. I have one thing to say, though.
What's
that? I just wonder why this station has so many erectile dysfunction ads. Is there that many people?
They just, you know what
problem?
It is. They just
it's
really
like three times an hour or more.
They just really care about you. They really, really care, okay?
I'm 76 years old, and I've never had a problem. So.
Thanks for sharing. I really appreciate that.
I don't understand.
I don't either. I don't control that. I wish I did. But
I can explain it.
Well, okay, Uncle Milty can explain it.
They pull the wires.
Okay.
They pull the wires. All right. Thank you.
Anyway, I enjoy your show. Thank you.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Well, we welcome you. Uncle Milty's back. Yay! I'm so happy. I'm so happy you're back.
I'm happy I'm not dead.
You got to tell everybody what happened to you.
Oh, my gosh. It's a strange story.
Let me take a caller first. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon to both of you.
Hi there. Hi. That was weird.
Hey, to the last caller, the whole thing about the ED was TMI. I don't think we needed to know that, but I agree. Way too many commercials. Latest on national levels of hypocrisy. I don't know if you've heard, but Commissar Harris is constantly out there trumpeting about how we need to lose our guns, right?
Right.
Did you know she's a concealed carry holder?
I didn't.
Yep, I did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just found out over the weekend she concealed carries from the Soviet Socialist Republic of California, nonetheless.
Of course. Wow. Yeah, hypocrisy. It's there. What can we say? I know. It's disgusting. Thank you. Really appreciate the call.
Yeah, she was an attorney general.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's important.
You know what it is? It's President O'Biden. Because Obama-Biden, however you want to say it, this is President Biden's third term. The same people running him are running Kamala. And she'll have her shot at the presidency, from what we hear. I mean, she's ready. This is why they're not focusing on her a ton. You notice? Like, they don't focus on her a lot.
Focus on her?
Yeah, they don't even
get her in the light.
They don't even talk about her. Yeah, they just want her out of the press, and then they want to bring her on like a show contestant, you know, out of the drapes. Ugh.
I've darn near been in a coma for 4 weeks, and I know as much about Kamala as you do.
Oh, my gosh. So tell everyone what happened to you. You've been sick.
You know, I just gradually, I kept feeling a little worse and a little worse. And then one day... I mean, literally, overnight, I went from semi-okay to deathly ill.
Right.
In a matter of 11 or 12 days, I lost 40 pounds. I wasn't sick like upset stomach, fevers, stuffy nose. Not that kind of sick. It was the kind of a sickness like... My wife said this. My wife said, maybe you picked up a parasite that got in your brain. That's the kind of illness it was.
Said?
Yeah. Hmm. So finally, my son got involved and he came over and he said, you got to snap out of this, Dad. He said, we're going to start going to the gym every morning. You got to start drinking a gallon of water a day. There's no question this is what's going to happen. And we did. I got up that first morning. I walked a quarter mile at the rate of 1/2 mile an hour. Today, 14 days later, I walked a mile at the rate of 2 miles an hour without wearing oxygen. And they're still trying to tell me I have stage 4 CPD. COPD. I don't think so. I don't think that's what I have.
Right.
They have yet to figure out what I have. Then they better hurry up.
Well, maybe it's ED. We got a lot of commercials to tell you about it. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
I'm not okay.
I'm just glad you're back. I know.
But
I'm glad
better.
You're back.
I'm better.
Yeah. And that I'm happy about. I know. That was scary. Holy cow.
Yeah, it was a little scary.
Yeah. So I'm happy you're here. I know everyone else is too. Really happy you're here. And They're throwing a fair in your favor.
opens tonight.
Yeah, that opens tonight. Yeah, the fair. And you might want to take part in that. No masks. That's nice. That's nice.
It
People wouldn't
nice.
Wear them anyway. It doesn't matter if they say so or not, but not around here.
Yeah. I don't know how many people went to the concert in the park last night, but mm-hmm. I was there.
And how was it?
And it was terrific. Uh-huh. And I went around and counted all the masks that were there.
Yeah?
Yeah. One.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Good, because it's outdoors.
No. It turned out I was mistaken. It was a raccoon.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm really glad that around here most people get it, they understand, and like I said, I mean I haven't worn a mask, so I feel really we had it pretty good down here, even though everyone's rights were taken away from them, or it appeared so. They tried to anyway, but so many of you ignored, and I'm really happy about that. Spencer Cox, the diehard liberal, really had a hard time kind of letting go of the masks. So he made sure that this mandate continues on. So the mandate ended on April the 10th, but you have to wear a mask still in all federal buildings, in all the schools, in all the healthcare facilities, in all the hospitals. I mean, there's a huge list. It's absolutely asinine. He's just hell-bent. And so then he was congratulating himself on his first 100 days, how much he's done.
Yeah.
And I reminded him about this. I said, look, on Facebook, I said, only you guys would be congratulating yourselves for the first 100 days of busy work that you've done and whoring us out for the mask dollars, the COVID bucks. And I said, communists do that. People for limited government and the republic would never tell you how busy they were and pat themselves on the back after 100 days. But communists would. So thanks. Because he put up a big picture and a mask of himself, patting himself on the back for the first 100 days. So,
lucky those monkeys have long arms.
I can't even imagine how we got this guy for a governor. But... there you go. He sold himself as a conservative. And I think it's his relative that's running in part for the chair of the Republican Party. No, thank you. He's the one that got him in. No. Austin Cox, no. Absolutely not. So I can't even imagine. What is it with people that share the name and the relationship that they all think they have to be in government forever? The families that prevail. You know what I mean? I don't get it.
It started in England.
We have the MacArthurs here. It's just a lot of people. Yeah, just a lot of people think they have to be in office forever. And I don't like it.
We have to definitely put an end to the
good old boys.
What do they call that when it's just century?
Nepotism.
Nepotism.
Mm-hmm. Mm. One would think. Anyway. It's just disturbing. And so please don't cast a vote just because you recognize a name. Let's get these people out. Fresh new voices, mm-hmm. fresh new people, please.
And there are lots of fresh new people in
there
town.
There are. There are. That was a weird start to the show. Stay with us. We have so much today to talk about. So many things. The Pentagon, you name it. We have so much to talk about. Stay with us. Kate Daly Show. And Uncle Milty's back. Be right back.
Hi, guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
This is how happy I am that he's back. Woo! Uncle Milty's back. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I'm really happy he's with us, and it's just not the same without you.
Really?
Yeah. What can I say? Anyway, I'm glad you're back. Everyone's glad you're back.
Well, that's good, because I am back.
With a vengeance.
With a vengeance.
Oh, man. Make sure you get over to Auto Body Central. Auto Body Central, amazing company. They do great work, and they'll work on your car. They'll get it back to you looking fantastic. They'll even come and do an assessment at your home. You don't even have to leave your home. And I love these guys because they're really, really honest. ABC. These are the guys to go to if you get in an accident, because they're going to work with the insurance company for you, make life really, really simple for you. And I like that. I like it when people take care of stuff like that. They do. And they'll keep you in constant communication, always giving you the updates. This is why they have a 5-star rating. Get over to ABC Central. They're awesome. You'll like them. And they're in Washington. They're just amazing. And also Dr. Diet. If you are looking to lose a couple of pounds, you've lost some pounds.
Holy cow. A lot of pounds.
Yes, you did.
And it happened very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I lost close to 40 pounds in less than 2 weeks.
How?
I don't know how.
40?
I don't know how. It just started dropping off.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had no appetite. The only thing I think that saved me is I started taking a double dose daily of Balance of Nature.
Wow. You could feel that, huh?
Yes, I could.
Isn't that interesting? I have people tell me this in email, and I wish people could get it, that Balance of Nature is amazing. So you were double dosing it.
Yep.
Wow. I love that. If you go to Balance of Nature, use the code word Kate. It's an awesome product. And Dr. Diet are awesome people. They're right on the boulevard. They have a doctor on staff and all kinds of chiropractic, homeopathic, you name it. And they'll actually do a free body analysis on you and then let you know exactly where you're at physically. And then they'll work with you to take the pounds off. Not like Uncle Milty did it, but in a better way as far as you as a healthy person. So make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. The number is 628 Diet. And these guys have been friends of mine for a long time, and they're very good at what they do. Highly, highly recommend them. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hey, a long time ago, there was a guy named Dan Lilienquist that ran against Orrin Hatch.
I remember him. I interviewed him. Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I did.
Dan was not as smooth as your typical politician. Hatch was funnier and smoother, and people voted for Hatch again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I even did. That was probably the last time I was ashamed of myself. But about 3 weeks later, Hatch did some really rhino thing, and I thought to myself, Lilienquist wouldn't have done that.
Mm, yeah.
Sometimes we're picking people for the wrong reasons is what I learned from that. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes, yep. I totally agree with that. Yep. We go with the image rather than the substance and the principles.
And the smoothness and the nice words and the nicer hair and the nicer clothes.
And the nice smile. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Anyway, I agree. We do weird things. Here we are.
So what do you think about the change on the fair?
I like it.
I mean, you're not going to have to go out there in the middle of August.
That really was kind of weird that we would do it in August. You know, the heat is just out of control here. And so we're in the desert. So it did seem a little weird that was when it was, but it kind of marked the end of summer. And so I could
see
that.
There's a reason it is where it is.
Right.
I mean.
Now, by the way, we're going to get longer summers. This decade is the decade of the summer, they're telling us, as climate change. I'm sorry. I laugh when I say it because there was a wonderful article on Feed that said, you guys realize that follow the science means follow our plan. Okay. Has nothing to do with science whatsoever. And I totally agree with that. But we're going to start, whether it's manipulated or not, after my guest yesterday, we're going to start seeing long springs and summers, shorter fall and winter. And they think we're moving into a drought. Big drought this decade.
A big drought.
A big drought. Have you ever drilled a water well? That might be a good skill to have.
No, I haven't personally.
That might be a really good skill to have, I would think. I'm just hypothetically throwing it out there that you might want to know how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of people on YouTube that do it. They do they take two coat hangers, right?
Uh-huh.
What is it called? Water witching?
A water witch. Yeah.
And they put, this guy had two hangers and he bent the end of it so that he could hold on to it with both, you know, two hands. And he put straws, like half straw, on that part that's bent so he could hold on to the straw so it could move inside the straw. I thought it was really smart. And he would walk around, and when they crossed, he knew there was a river way down there, you know, and he did a well because he had to have water for his bees. And I thought, it's really interesting. And I like stuff like this. So I watched him build a well. And I just think hypothetically that that's a really good skill people should have. I just want to throw that out there. But in any case, water. Water's on the minds of everybody right now, too, because it's the government-controlled commodity. And so the big front page is conserve, conserve, conserve. Now, I don't disagree with, like, conserving, except for the fact that they're making it be about, you know, so many sacrifices that we have to make. No, and they act like we're all like running around with the hose all day on a free for all. No, it's just that they want people to make all these sacrifices when we have water down below. It's just genuinely interesting to me.
We not only have water down below, we have water up above, too.
Yes.
Water does not get used up. If you drink a glass of water, I guarantee you it turns into something else.
Please, no details. We've had a little too much TMI today.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. It does. You're right. It's renewable. And so this is why primary water is why we don't have a water shortage. Water is renewable.
Yeah.
And so there was a recent study documented the presence of vast quantities of water locked far beneath the Earth's surface, right? The study confirmed that there were very, very large amounts of water that's trapped in a really distinct layer in the deep Earth, approaching the sort of mass of water that's present in all the world's ocean. We've talked about primary water a lot on the show. You can go to primarywater.org. There's many, many videos, all kinds of stuff to watch where they have tried and tried and tried. Do you know how many city councils and county commissions they've gone before and said, hey, there's water down below. You don't have to act like we're in a shortage and use control methods and price gouging and all the things that our cities are doing. The price, they're basically raping us for utilities right now.
Yep.
It is so astronomical, and they control it. That's what ticks me off. They know they control it. They admitted it. They controlled it on my show. And then they act like, what? It's not us. Oh, your bill's over $500? It's not our problem. You know, it's just so many people using energy.
Must have had a leak.
This is why I like Dixie Escalante, and this is why everybody always wants a home in Dixie Escalante areas, is because they don't price gouge like this.
That's right.
They're actually fair. But the cities, they're just... I can't even believe what they do to the citizens with a straight face and then say it's out of their control. Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know. Have your utilities gone up?
No.
Mine have.
Have they?
But I'm on city, yeah.
Yeah, see, anyway. I'm on...
Yeah.
Dixie.
Oh, lucky you. That's always like the thing everyone... Oh, is it on Dixie? You know, I'm buying a home. Is it on Dixie? Anyway. Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring up the water thing because, again, it's just being pimped out as, oh, we have this huge shortage and you better go make a ton of sacrifices. And the thing is God made a really, really great renewable planet, and it can take care of a lot of stuff. But, man, it gets blamed for so much, doesn't it?
Yep.
Drives us crazy. And so, by the way, a couple of points on this. Primary water advantages: provides excellent, clean, unspoiled water. Fresh, not subject to pollution or surface radiation if somebody did a bioterror attack. Created under pressure so that it comes near the surface by itself. Never dries up, unlike groundwater. It's not subject to the effects of drought. Doesn't cause subsidence like some groundwater wells. Refills depleted groundwater supplies from below. Is plentiful, replenishable, like you said. Water can be localized to meet the water needs of individual communities. So much there. And we don't even look at it. Drives me crazy.
Anyway. Well, you know.
So on the news, so much is going on in the news. It's like pick your fight. I mean, the low-hanging fruit of the day is the race war. They want everybody to be only talking about this shooting, right? The shooting that should be between the officer and the family.
Yeah.
For what happened. not the whole world, but or the whole country. But here we are. Did it ever just surprise you?
I really didn't know anything about the shooting.
Mm.
And then I saw the video.
Mm.
This girl was in danger of losing her life when that gun went off.
Mm-hmm.
She was being dragged along by that car, entangled with him. And there is speculation now that she was yelling, "Taser him," mm-hmm. to her partner.
Right.
Not saying, "I'm going to taser him."
Right.
And the partner didn't taser, and she didn't have much choice, is what it looked like.
Mm.
But so she was being dragged to her death.
Yeah. And now she's the one. And so a white person gets shot, utter silence. Another white person gets shot, utter silence. Black person gets shot. All hell breaks loose. And police are demonized to the hilt, way over what should be. This should be a case between the police officer and the family.
Yeah.
And then a white person gets shot, nothing. It's always amazing to me. I just never gets old. Of course, but then it does get old. I'm tired of this. Aren't
yeah.
you?
Oh, I'm way
I had
tired.
It up to here with the George Floyd thing and our police chief kneeling for Black Lives Matters. Everybody jumped in before the autopsy results even came out, before we even knew really what happened. And now we're figuring out what happened. It doesn't match the official story. Yet there they were, our mayor and the chief of police, ready to kneel for the crowd to get brownie points.
Not ready. They did.
Lapdogs. That's what that is. So, I hate the low-hanging fruit narrative. So we're going to talk about some other things today because I feel like we're always led into these headlines that are there for a reason. And the reason is, can you please talk about this so that you don't talk about what's really happening? The Johnson & Johnson now, a death. I'm going to say more than one.
Yeah.
But now they're just kind of softly saying, oh, we urge you not to take this now. We're going to softly recall.
Yeah, it might have a little blood clot in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, can you even believe this? People, don't do this to yourself, please. And they said how excited this guy was, the one in the hospital, to go get a shot. And I'm thinking, well, why is everyone excited to get this? Research it first, please. For the love of Pete, do some homework before you inject yourself with something you can't take back.
Oh, they wouldn't hurt us on purpose.
Oh, yeah, that government never lies. They haven't lied about anything, swine flu. I mean, give me a break, polio. Let's see, what else? We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Please, please do not take the vaccine or whatever they're calling it, the shot. Be right back. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Really happy to be on the air today, and even happier that Uncle Milty's back with me. And we have a lot to talk about. On Friday, I have a guest coming on that wants to talk about maybe what was going on with DNA, kind of the same pickle we're in right now with these shots. What was going on before the flood? Noah, yeah, he's on Friday. He'll be very, very fascinating. And then on Monday, Jim Lee comes back to talk about the Texas storm and how manipulated that was and the reasons behind it and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff on the next Monday show, by the way. Before I get rolling, I just wanted to mention before we take the caller that you need to go get a bullfrog hot tub or a swim spa, and a tropical pool and spa would be the only place I'd go. They know what they're doing. 40 years experience. Everybody told me to go there. When I was just so wanting one and looking around and everything, and they were just amazing folks over there. I just want to tell you that these guys rock. Tropical pool and spa, get over there. They have all of the stuff to help you service it, or they can actually bring somebody out to service it. It's amazing. It's easy to run and operate. You'll love it. And tropical pool and spa is just amazing. Let's take a caller, shall we, Uncle Milt? Hi, caller.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to pass along uh-huh. for everybody's consideration
uh-huh.
that if you're dealing with a reasonably well-read doctor
mm-hmm.
and you have a concern with being given a vaccine that you do not want,
mm-hmm.
all you really have to do is if the vaccines come up, you mention a couple of French doctors to him. They're called Guyot and Beret. And you put syndrome on the end of that, and Guillain-Barré syndrome will end the conversation with any doctor who knows what it means. because Guillain-Barré syndrome is a contraindication for every single COVID-19 vaccine.
Right.
Yep.
Interesting. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Wow.
Yeah. Guillain-Barré. Or, as some people say, paralyzed.
Gosh, isn't that the truth? Yeah. Wow, that is a devastating one, too.
And Judy's brother survived that.
What? And it gets people just like, just out of the blue, too.
Yeah.
Oh, scary stuff. For anybody going through anything right now, I'm with you. I'm with you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Steve from Jersey.
Hi, Steve from Jersey. How are you? Go right ahead.
You answered really quick. I was really surprised.
I'm super fast these days.
I just had a call to tell you, there is some hope.
Okay.
I actually took my son to his doctor today. Okay.
Okay.
And she asked me if he had his mm-hmm. COVID vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, you know my feeling about vaccines. She goes, oh, that's right. She goes, you're not alone, by the way. She says, I have so many clients that are anti-vax. I can't count them.
Yeah.
And she goes, and I have my, I'm starting to believe them. Mm-hmm. And I almost fell over. My doctor would never say that
to me. Okay, that.
And then I told her, I said, do you read? She mm-hmm. says, I read all the time. I said, get Dr. Mary's Monkey.
Yes.
So she's going to try to find the book on Amazon.
Wonderful.
And get in and to read it. And I told her about your show and everything else. And
excellent.
And we had a really nice conversation. In fact, she didn't want to leave me and go to the next patient.
No way.
Because we were just going over. I explained everything to her, you know.
I love you for this.
As to what's going on with the vaccines.
I do. I love you for this because this is what we need to be doing right now.
Yep.
And when somebody says, you know, very sarcastically, because this is their little trump card, are you telling me you're anti-vax? I can't tell you how many friends have asked me this. And I you know, now I've realized something with these people. You actually have to act, you have to say back to them and don't sit there and defend yourself. Go, I can't believe you're pro-government anything at this point. I can't believe you'd be pro-vaccinated or pro-vaccine when you look at all the deaths and all the injuries. How in the world could anybody be for that? You know, we have to really go after those kinds of statements and accusations. Oh my gosh, are you anti-vax? Because it has such a bad connotation to it. And then we end up defending ourselves, right? And they think they've won this conversation. But I really do implore people to just go, I can't believe you're pro-vax. You can't be serious. You know?
Yeah, she's the first doctor I've ever encountered that.
Surprising.
Actually, you know why she said it? She says, I actually started thinking for myself. And she said, I just realized something. They are still putting the GMO foods on the market. They still use glyphosate.
Yep.
They still, Roundup's in everything. And she says, and they know it causes cancer, and they don't do a thing about it.
Right.
She says, something's really wrong. And then she started doing research. And I even mentioned to her about... what's her name?
Sherry Tenpenny or Carrie Madaj or
Judy Mikovits.
Judy Mikovits, yeah.
I mentioned her. Good. And she said she actually started reading one of her books. She said, but they're so big.
Yeah, but they're so
good. They're really large.
You can't put them down. So, they're so good. Her books are great.
Yeah, I know. So she's still going through that. But there's some hope.
Okay.
And by the way, I bought a MyPillow from Michael Lindell and used
you.
Your keyword.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you. I applaud you.
Absolutely. Well, I actually bought two of them, so I got that.
Yay, that
and I still
day.
Purchased, believe it or not, I don't know if I can say it, you had a previous product you used to sell, an oil additive. I still purchased that.
Oh, Dynalube. I love Dynalube.
Still use it.
Everybody should have Dynalube in their car.
I still use it. I do it. And he always sends me a little note thanking me all the time.
I love that you still use that. I wonder if Sam in Missouri still uses it too. I love that. And let me just tell you, it's a fantastic product. Even if I'm not talking about it on the show, I'm telling you, I use these products. Dynalube's amazing.
I use it all the time.
Thank you.
I use it in my lawnmower. I use it in my car. I use it in my van.
Awesome. Thank you. Really,
all the time.
You made my day. Yep. Thanks.
Well, it's good for lots of things. I use it for my guns.
Yes, it's great for guns, and you could put Dynalube in there. Dynalube just makes the engine in your car run a lot smoother, and it's such a fantastic product. He still has a website up you can go to and purchase it. He'll send it off to you, Mike will, and it's a great product. So, yeah, the only products I talk about on the show are the ones I love. I'm just not going to talk about anything else because I don't have to. Wait, that just brought up a conversation in my head. So there's a lot of good news today. And like the South Carolina governor going, look, we're not going to place kids, illegal immigrants, in our state. So don't come here. Like, please just don't even bother because we're going to send them right back. There's a lot of people that are really starting to stand up. And I just love watching this. Kindergarten, for instance. Kindergarten, too.
Well, as the facts come out, our youth have increased their self-damage. They're damaging themselves. Suicides are up.
Right.
Over 300%.
Whoa.
Since COVID.
Really?
Over 300%. COVID hasn't done anything close to that.
Nope. Nope. And like we say again and again, it's the response to COVID.
Yep.
It's the response that we are always talking about with healthy people. Yeah. Amazing that we have not figured that out as a whole yet. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for taking my call. My look's a little bit different from your last caller.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday at church, some gal, 20-something, got up in the beginning of the meeting and prayed and thank God for the vaccine.
Ooh, ouch.
And that it was would help end the pandemic. Of course, I can't say amen to some nonsense like that. Well, so anyway, I debated off and on. Like, finally, after the meeting, I went up and asked her. I said, you think God gave that as a vaccine? She said, no, I'm just expressing gratitude for it being available. I said, do you know what's in it? She said, yeah, I researched it. Messenger mRNA.
Mm-hmm.
mRNA, excuse me.
Sure.
And she said, she's taken it. She's had her two shots, and I'm fine. And I'm like, I was dumbfounded. I couldn't believe that somebody actually knew it was
and would genetic take it
material
anyway.
And altering their genes and would go ahead and take it anyway. I just thought, anyway, it was church. I didn't want to push the matter. But anyway,
well, then
I was shocked. I didn't know what to say to something like that.
Well, you're probably thinking, you know, they say, you know, childbearing age and wanting to have children, you might not want to do this. And they even say that on the fact sheet. That's why I get a little surprised when the youth gets swept in to this. So, it's disturbing. To say
I couldn't believe it.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that.
Speaking of youth getting swept in.
What's up?
I know a family who has a 16-year-old girl who decided she wanted the vaccine. And she went to some other parents of a friend, and they told her, oh, yeah, we'll sign for you.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. Now, they didn't, but they did go with her, and she did lie, and she did get the shot. Nobody checked her age. Nobody checked anything.
Interesting.
Yeah. But what kind of parent gets involved in another family in that way?
Kind of amazing that they would do that. I can't even imagine. Even as strongly as I feel, I wouldn't intrude in somebody else's circle. I wouldn't do it. Even as I would say something. You know, but I would not, because, I know my stuff on this vaccine. It's just horrifying to me what's going on. And I would say something, but I would never do that for somebody else's kid or in the reverse. You know what I mean? It's just wrong on so many levels.
It's criminal.
It is, because they don't realize what they're doing to their body. And it makes me sad that so many people are being duped into this. So my guest on Friday should be very interesting. This is a topic, obviously, we've never done on the show. It'll definitely be something to remember, I'm sure. We have a lot to talk about, too, in the next hour. The Pentagon providing a chip that you can put under the skin to detect COVID. Saying that they're going to end it forever. The movie American Insurrection. Yeah, I know. I know this just happened January 6th, but there's already a movie about it. There's already a show about it so that they can prop up the narrative of domestic terrorism among conservatives. Even though the facts have come out, the officer didn't die from some fire extinguisher story that was a total lie. No, none of that happened. They did. They weren't armed. That's not a armed insurrection. I'm sorry, but they've already got a movie about it. Premieres tonight. Can't even believe it. Wow. NPR is pimping this like nobody's business. Bitcoin, $62,000 a Bitcoin. I remember back when I was starting radio, it seemed like right after I started radio, I could have got in on that ground floor.
Yeah.
Of owning some Bitcoin very cheap. I never thought it would go anywhere, though. I didn't know.
I still don't think it has gone anywhere until people get their money back out.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what they say it's worth.
Right, right.
It matters what it can be bought for or sold for.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Inflation, fastest rate of inflation recently than we've had in 8.5 years. That's pretty sad, you guys. So a lot going on, yeah. Obviously.
Stores are looking quite empty, too.
They are. I noticed again, I know I harp on the cereal box because it's like the big telltale sign because everybody buys cereal every week. It got actually smaller. It's going to be as thin as a paper plate before. I mean, honestly, it's bizarre what's going on with the food and the prices are soaring.
Try buying furniture.
Yeah. Yeah. Besides a 6-month wait.
Out to August.
Yeah, it's insane. That is insane to me. So what's going on? This is how you know. See, the casket makers were never on saying we don't have enough lumber for caskets. We can't make caskets. We're having a shortage of materials to make caskets. Nothing. For 500,000 people dying that are extra? Yeah. I mean, come on, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is why, again, we say no cemeteries were built in the year 2020. We say it all the time because I know people come in and out of the show, but this needs to be one of those facts that sticks with you because it's one of the telltale signs that we aren't in a pandemic. And like we said yesterday, if I know somebody that has COVID and I know somebody that has cancer and I know somebody that has MS, it doesn't mean there's a pandemic of any one of those. It just means you know somebody that has an illness, okay? True illness, but not a pandemic. So stop using the word pandemic to shore this thing up. Because a pandemic is when 20 to 30 people close to you all of a sudden just die.
Yeah.
That is a pandemic. And we keep giving them that, like saying the words pandemic over and over and over again, because we've been trained this year to say it. And we have to fight back on that. That's ridiculous. Stop saying pandemic. You can say illness if you want, but don't say pandemic.
We have to stop using their words.
Yeah. Because there's no evidence to support it. Nothing. And I love the clip from China that says, we have not isolated the virus. And they just glided over it on CBS. They just didn't even ask a question. They've never isolated COVID? What? Yeah. After a year? Wow. All right. We will be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls, too. We've been taking a lot of calls today. And I'm excited to do that and give you a voice. All right, we'll be right back. KateDalyRadio.com.